Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Maria Wachczynska and here are today's top stories. Google has been fined 2.4 billion euros for abusing its dominant position in the search engine market. E-commerce in Europe is forecast to see substantial growth this year, and WeChat's growth in China is beginning to slow. Google has been issued a record fine of 2.4 billion euros after a seven-year investigation. The fine has been ordered by the European Commission after it was found that the search company was promoting its own shopping services above other search results. The action was ruled to have contravened anti-competition law and to be distorting the market. Google has been told to end its practice within 90 days or face even further penalties. If Google fails to change its ways within this time period, it could face further fines representing 5% of Alphabet's daily earnings, equaling $14 million each day. The European Union's Competition Commissioner said that what Google has done is illegal under EU antitrust rules, as it denies consumers the benefits of competition, genuine choice, and innovation. Google has announced that it may appeal the fine. E-commerce in Europe is forecast to hit a value of 602 billion euros in 2017. After being worth a total of 530 billion euros last year, the value would represent growth of 14%. These findings come from the recent European e-commerce report, which was presented at the recent e-commerce foundation. The highest levels of growth are expected to be seen in Southern Europe countries such as Italy and Spain. The report also showed that e-commerce investment was growing on the continent, with the number of companies with websites growing from 67% in 2010 to 77% last year. The most mature markets in the region were proven to have the highest share of online shoppers. The UK, Germany, and Denmark lead the way, all with around 85% of consumers buying online. Meanwhile, less developed markets like Romania fell well behind, although the country's online sales grew by 38% last year. A social media impact report conducted by Kantar has shown that WeChat's growth in China is beginning to slow down. WeChat's growth is being eaten into by a resurgence of Weibo in the country. According to data collected by the survey, Weibo is becoming increasingly popular amongst most age groups, with those born in the 1990s giving it an approval rating of nearly 80 out of 100. The survey looked into users' worries about the social media landscape in the country and found that increasing number of people were taking measures to control the negative impact of such platforms. 89% of respondents said that they take steps to use social media less. It was found that 54% had consciously limited their time on social media, with 39% staying away from it during special occasions, such as when spending time with family. 23% had gone even further by completely removing social media apps that they felt had disturbed their lives. Flipkart's second largest investor, Naspers, has indicated that the e-commerce marketplace is the largest in India. The announcement means that it beats the global giant Amazon, one of its biggest rivals in the region. According to Naspers' report, Flipkart's share of monthly gross merchandise value stood at roughly 57% in March 2017, up from 45% in June 2016. The company's resurgence has been put down to 2016's Big Billions Day, where it beats Amazon. However, Amazon has claimed that the report is misleading and has said that Amazon India is the country's leader on things that matter to customers and sellers. It has also said that Amazon India has seen an 85% increase in gross sales in the first quarter of this year. And finally, Facebook is set to launch an app for video creators. In an attempt to increase its share of the video market, Facebook has announced that the mobile app will help video creators produce and publish on-demand videos. The app will enable users to add intros, outros, and Snapchat-style frames to live and recorded videos. It has been compared to YouTube's own Creator Studio app, which was launched in 2014 and is likely to intensify the competition between the companies. That's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check our Catch Up TV series to access the full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time!